In fact, sales is the oldest profession. There are many people who think that something else is the oldest profession, but that's just a subsection of sales. The fact is that we can be proud to be salespeople because it is upon our efforts that the whole economy floats. All the people who hold up their noses at salespeople depend for their existence, depend for their livelihood, depend for their rent and their food on the salespeople. Every government bureaucrat who lives off of tax revenue has to survive because of private sector corporations who have salespeople who earn profits that pay taxes and pay wages and pay everything else. So never, never be shy about saying that you're a salesperson. Salespeople also, I think, are in the most wonderful profession in the world because there is no limit on where you can go in this profession. There's no ceiling on your income. There are, in many cases, there's no floor either, but nonetheless, there's no ceiling. If you are properly trained and skilled and selling the right product in the right market, there is an unlimited amount of money that you can make. And salespeople, professional salespeople, are some of the highest paid people in the world. It's the only field in the world where you can start with very little skill or training coming from any background, and in a matter of 3, 6, 9, 12 months, be making an outstanding living if you're properly trained to do it. And today we want to give you some tools that will help you be properly trained to do it. I want to start off talking about the psychology of selling, and that brings us to the whole purpose of this seminar. The whole purpose of this seminar is this. We know that with regard to selling, the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, prevails. The 80-20 rule simply says that 80% of the sales are done by 20% of the salespeople. That the top 20% of the salespeople always do 80% of the sales. And the converse of that is also true. That the bottom 80% only do 20% of the sales. Our job is to take everybody in this room, if they are not now in the top 20%, and move them into the top 20% by giving them the tools to do so. Now, if you're already in the top 20%, and I suspect that many of you are, then our job is to get you into the top 20% of the top 20%, which is the top 4%. And there's a very, very good reason why we wanted to get into the top 20% and then subsequently into the top 4%. And it is simply this, is that once you get into the top 20%, you never have to worry about money again. You never have to worry about job security. You never have to worry about employment. The people in the top 20% are some of the highest paid and happiest people in our society. The people in the bottom 80% have to worry all the time. Now, the great tragedy of our society is that the majority of people of whatever trade, profession, or industry spend most of their time worrying about money. Does anybody here worry about money? We all worry about money, don't we? And you know how consuming this is of life, is to worry about money? To be always worried about money, always thinking about money, getting up in the morning and worried about money, thinking all day about money, counting pennies in the evening. On weekends, what we do, we sit and talk to our spouses, our friends, and worry about money. Our job is to get into the top 20% so we don't have to worry about money, and then get into the top 4%, and in the top 4%, we become some of the highest paid people in the world. The statistics on this are very simple. The people in the top 20%, on average, earn 16 times the average of the people in the bottom 80%. And the people in the top 4% earn 54 times the average of the people in the bottom 20%. This is astonishing. A recent study done by a large American insurance company found that they had individual agents throughout the country who alone were selling and earning more than 40 and 50 trained professional agents of the same company selling the same products to the same people. And we all know that's true. So our job is to get into the top 4%. That's the whole purpose of this course. The second principle is this. It's what is called the winning edge. And the winning edge theory is very important. What it simply says is that the difference between the top performers and the average or mediocre performers is not a great massive difference. It is always just a small difference. It's just a tiny difference on the margin, if you like. They just do certain things a certain way, a little tiny bit better each day, and it adds up to an enormous quantum difference. Probably the best example of it is this. If a horse runs in a horse race and comes in first by a nose, it wins 10 times the prize money of the horse that comes in second by a nose. Now, does it mean that the horse that comes in first by a nose is 10 times better than the horse that comes in second? Does it mean that it's twice as good? Does it mean that it's 50% better or even 10% better? The truth of the matter is that it's only a nose better, but the difference in prize money is enormous. In a study done not long ago, they compared two horses that had run in the same races throughout the first 9 months of the year. They compared their times, and they found that the winning horse, the top horse, had earned over $775,000 in prize money over the first 9 months of the year. Went on to break $1 million, one of the first horses ever to do that.